On the podcast, Capital of the World, this is The Last Angry Man, a progressive political podcast. This is a special report from the podcast Capital of the World.
Hezbollah is intent upon, battling forces of moderation.
It was a steamy, hot Thursday in Washington when the president got ready for his month-long trip to his parents' house. Their beautiful home in Kennebunkport, Maine. He gave a news conference with that striking Hezbollah revelation. Let's continue with the news conference. First, the president seems to be getting his news from some very strange sources.
I noticed in the papers today there was a description of a military operation that took place in Sadr City.
And that from the commander-in-chief, who read about this in the newspaper. And now, a report from the battlefield.
The impression you get from people who are reporting out of Iraq is that it's like totally dysfunctional.
Yeah, like totally dysfunctional, man.
That's what your friend or whoever you talk to.
He sounds like he doesn't care. Well, I think he's lost interest in his job. He sounds like he's watching...
We're watching leaders learn how to be leaders.
Which is a game that leaders tend to play when they're on summer vacation. Watching other leaders learning how to be leaders. When asked about the fact that the Iraqi parliament has passed no laws, he said this.
No question they haven't passed some of the law we expected them to pass up to now.
But he added,
on the other hand, there is a presidency council.
The fact is, there may be a presidency council, but they have passed no law. Why, they hardly even talk. They're on vacation.
In the July 15th report that I submitted to Congress, there were...
I hope he's not going to lie here. The Last Angry Man hates when the president lies.
Indications that they had met about half the benchmarks.
The Iraqis met none of the benchmarks. No indication they met any benchmarks at all. Question: what does a person on lithium sound like? Now, recently, the president asked this probing question.
One of the questions I recently asked about, is there a functioning government?
Who do you ask for the answer to that question? He goes on to say,
Look, from a lot of Americans look at it and say, there's nothing happening there. There's like no government at all. I expect they're saying.
He expects, right. You are asking that question indeed. Now, here is the answer to the question the president was asking and thinking the American people were wondering. Is there a functioning government in Iraq?
So I asked about the budgeting process.
So instead of answering it, he asked about the budgeting process, which is a good question, but doesn't answer the first question. The next question.
Is there a centralized budgeting system.
Bit of a tongue twister, but he got it out. Finally, he managed to give us some information about the budgeting process and where the money goes to in Iraq.
So I understand about 97% of the Iraqi revenues to date come from oil. And
of course, he had a question about this, because he's full of questions today. Why lots of questions today.
Do they have a rational way of spending that money for the good of society? Now
with most of the country without electricity, clean water, or jobs, he has some good news for them.
Most of the money, it turns out, is going into their military operations.
I thought we were paying for that. I wonder who's paying for the people of Iraq to have better services. I guess nobody. Maybe Iran, Hezbollah. Who knows? He had more questions.
Fundamental question facing America is it worth it? Does it matter?
No. Here's a question I like. I like it because I know the president can handle these kinds of questions. Questions about the economy and America, the homeland.
Mr. President, I want to get your thoughts about the volatility in the financial markets, but specifically a series of questions. Do you think that housing prices will continue to fall? Do you think that the inability of people to borrow money the way they used to is going to spill over into the economy generally? And what are you prepared to do about it? Specifically, are you considering some kind of government bailout, people who might lose their homes?
To remind you that I'm not an economist, and that I would ask you direct predictions and forecasts about economic matters to those who make a living making forecasts and predictions.
He is the Chief Executive Officer of the United States, not an economist. Now he'll clarify how he expects to find one hand on the other hand, or something to that effect.
I suspect you'll find on the one hand on the other hand, in how they predict. Now.
Finally, the president realizes that the helicopter ready to take him to Kennebunkport, Maine for his vacation with his family. In haste, he comes up with a government plan, an answer as to what he will do about Americans heading for foreclosure. Americans about to lose their home to foreclosure.
Are the fundamentals of our economy. My belief is that people will make rational decision.
You are not hearing things. He said rational decision. Rational decision.
Based upon facts.
Again, the question.
And what are you prepared to do about it? Specifically, are you considering some kind of government bailout for people who might lose their homes?
To remind you that I'm not an economist.
The stock markets are going on a roller coaster ride. The subprime market is a disaster, and people are losing their homes from foreclosures by record numbers, and he has that answer? That, my friends, is shameful.
A lot of people sign up to something they're not exactly sure what they're signing up for.
Like you.
President, Mr. President, what do you need more than anything in the entire world?
More financial literacy, I guess is the best way to put it.
From the podcast, Capital of the World, this is only part one of part two of the press conference. Tomorrow's question begins with...
Expect Guantanamo to be open or closed when you leave office.
So tomorrow, more lies and more deceits tomorrow on the Last Angry Man's podcast from the podcast, Capital of the World. We leave you with this tonight. For those of you who've gotten this far, here's a poem about Vietnam. I think it's very apropos for today. Enjoy. See you tomorrow.
I was run over by the truth one day. Ever since the accident, I've walked this way. So stick my legs in plaster. Tell me lies about Vietnam. Heard the alarm clock screaming with pain. Couldn't find myself, so I went back to sleep again. So fill my ears with silver. Stick my legs in plaster. Tell me lies about Vietnam. Every time I shut my eyes, all I see is flames. Made a marble phone book, carved all the names. So coat my eyes with butter, fill my ears with silver, stick my legs in plaster, tell me lies about Vietnam. I smell something burning, hope it's just my brains. They're only dropping peppermints and daisy chains. So stuff my nose with garlic, coat my eyes with butter, fill my ears with silver, stick my legs in plaster, tell me lies about Vietnam. Where were you at the time of the crime? Down by the cenotaph, drinking slime. So chain my tongue with whiskey, stuff my nose with garlic, coat my eyes with butter, fill my ears with silver, stick my legs in plaster, tell me lies about Vietnam. You put your bombers in, you put your conscience out, you take the human being and you twist it all about. So scrub my skin with women, chain my tongue with whiskey, stuff my nose with garlic, fill my ears with silver, stick my legs in plaster, tell me lies.